So the title.
The title. Don't laugh, Jay. Anyway, the title is the 23rd Psalm. I'm sure that's brand new to all of you, and you have. No, I'm just saying. Very familiar with the 23rd Psalm. When I was a child, before I even started school, I guess I was around five, there were two prayers that I was taught. I learned. I could recite. They were the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm. And I don't know why they chose. Well, I understand why they chose the Lord's Prayer, but I'm not sure why they taught me the 23rd Psalm, but I could repeat it. So we're going to take a look at that today. And I got this information from Megan Allen Ministries. And the title of the writing is The Beautiful Meaning of Psalm 23. All right, so if you want to turn to Psalm 23 in your Bible, feel free to do so. I'm going to read through the psalm, and then I'll get into explaining what it means. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the King James Version. So, we all know that David wrote the psalm, okay? And David wrote the psalm based on his life experiences as a shepherd boy, one who took care of his father's sheep. All right. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that say? What was David saying? David was making a powerful declaration of faith. Psalm 23 begins with the sentence that I just read. King David boldly declares who God is to him as he speaks of his relationship with God, born out of a personal knowledge and his experiences with God, using a shepherd and his sheep. This gave him the confidence to boldly declare those words. Now, we have to ask ourselves this question. Is our relationship with God intimate enough for us to boldly call him our shepherd? David did not call God a deliverer or a king. He was specific with the word shepherd. This is because he had come to understand that the shepherd was everything to the sheep. He also knew that God would care for him just like a shepherd will care for his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd also assures us of our God-given identity. One of the high points of your relationship with God is when you came to the full knowledge of your identity in God. David knew this because he had come to see God as a personal shepherd to him. The shepherd knows each sheep by name, and the sheep knows his shepherd's voice. With this assurance comes faith to declare boldly your identity in God. The Bible calls us the sheep of his pasture. Today, you too can boldly declare that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd identifies God as our provider, sustainer, and guide. In Psalm 23, verses 1, 2, 3, in the English Standard Version, it reads like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Intimacy with God births confidence in us as his children. David said, I shall not want because God is my shepherd and will always meet my needs. This means that no matter how things may look, I will rest in this truth. I will lack nothing, and all my needs will be met because God will provide what I need when I need it. This verse also talks about rest and comfort. I need that, rest and comfort. It paints a beautiful picture of serenity, peace, and the security that comes with trusting in God. David said, he makes me to lie down in green pastures, meaning that it is God that gives rest. God knows how to give his children the rest they need to calm their fears and anxiety. He is a God who cares about the state of our well-being, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And that is why he will lead you, lead me, lead us beside still waters to give peace and comfort amid life's chaos. Whenever a sheep strays, the shepherd finds and restores him back to the flock. Restoration speaks of refreshing and renewal. It can also mean bringing back to repentance and rescuing from a lost state. David knew that God would restore his soul from a broken and weary state. This verse also shows God as a guide who leads us through life on paths that honor his name and bring glory to him. This makes you know that you are not alone, even when you don't feel like it. God is right by your side, walking you through. The Lord is my shepherd also identifies God as a shield and protector. Look at Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David had built his confidence so much in God as a shepherd boy tending his father's sheep. We see this come to play as he stood before Goliath. He was fearless, knowing that God was with him. His victory was assured. So even when we walk through the valleys of life, notice valleys of life, and death is staring us in the face, we are not afraid, knowing that God is with us and will shield and protect us from danger and evil. The presence of the shepherd eliminated any fear of evil for the sheep. The shepherd's rod and staff were used to guide and protect the sheep and lead them away from potential predators, like a bear. David rested in the comfort that with God as his shepherd, he would walk victoriously through the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord is my shepherd means there are blessings, provision, and there is abundance. Looking at Psalm 23, verses 5 through 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Imagine, you are invited to a magnificent banquet with a huge table filled with all kinds of food and drinks to feast on. David said, God prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. It's like showing off, you know, like, hey, see what I've got? This is great. This is wonderful. This is beautiful. Okay. Gotta find my place. This speaks of blessings and abundance that are visible for all to see. The enemy cannot stop the blessings of God in your life. Listen to this. Let me repeat that. The enemy cannot stop the blessings of God in your life because God has chosen to bless you abundantly right before their watching eyes. God anoints your head with oil. That speaks of being filled with his presence daily. It talks about renewal and strength in every area of life. Your cup overflows with blessings and abundance from God. This speaks of increase and being a blessing because you have more than enough. David ends this rich psalm with a picture of God's grace, presence, and favor following him all the days of his life. He declares, surely, meaning it was his reality and he rested in this truth, surely God's goodness and mercy will follow him through his life's journey on earth. Psalm 23 ends with these words, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is a calming assurance that comes with choosing to abide daily in his presence. Please note, the assurance comes with choosing. We have to choose to abide daily in his presence. It is about making a choice to cultivate intimacy with God. Choosing and choice, two key words there. We choose, we make the choice. For the more we know him, the more we become confident of his love, grace, and blessings. It is in God's presence. And, you know, I can't emphasize this enough because this is one of the things we've been focusing on. God's presence, being in his presence, inviting him into our prayers. Presence. It is in God's presence that we grow, that we change, that we are transformed forever. Okay, hold on. I will not panic. I got it right here. Now, here are some, want to kind of sum this up now. Psalm 23 is not just talking about David and his relationship with God. It speaks deeply about our personal relationship with God. It is a psalm that speaks about seasons in our life's journey and what matters in those seasons. Psalm 23 is so important to us today because it speaks to you and me in the good and bad times. Now, here are some reasons why this psalm shouldn't be taken lightly. It builds intimacy with God. That's number one. Without a personal and deep-rooted relationship with God, you cannot know and understand his ways. David, through Psalm 23, talks about his personal relationship with God using the metaphor of a shepherd and his sheep. Throughout the chapter, he addresses God by name. He knew God as a provider. Hence, he could confidently declare, "I will not lack." God wants an intimate relationship with his children. And knowing him can only come when you spend time with him in prayer, worship, and through his word. Second point, trusting God in the good and bad times. Our faith in God must not be only when the times are good. The meaning of Psalm 23 starts with a beautiful picture of joy, peace, rest, and abundance. The writer uses words like green pastures, still waters, and I shall not want. But then he quickly switches to phrases like valley, shadow of death, and fear no evil. However, one thing remained throughout the entire chapter. David trusted that God was always with him and that he was not alone walking through life. He could trust God in the stillness and calmness and yet still trust him in the valley and chaos. God wants you. He wants me. He wants all of us to trust him at all times, in all seasons of life, while resting in the assurance that he is always with you. And the last point, letting God take the lead. Someone or something will lead us through life. It may be your fears, insecurities, unbelief, and pride. Sometimes you may even be led by culture, traditions, and the world's way of doing things. Psalm 23 helps us see God as a father who leads his children on paths of righteousness, progress, and victory. God is not a blind guide. He always leads you on the path of purpose and prosperity. Will you let God take the lead today in the affairs of your life? And finally, it is not enough to sing and memorize the words of Psalm 23. It is about knowing and embracing the shepherd whom David spoke about. Jesus is called the Good Shepherd, and he said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow." When God calls, will you answer? As you walk through life, will you trust God to lead and guide you into the fullness of his purpose for your life? God can be a guide, comforter, helper, and friend to you today. Can you trust him to shepherd you through life? I'd like to, at this time, share with you a prayer. And after this prayer, we're going to have music. Yes. Lord, thank you for awakening our spirit and making us alive in you. Teach us to live by your spirit, to be still and know your presence. You know the beginning and the end. So we will trust you. We will trust your infinite knowledge and wisdom. Give us eyes to see what you want us to see, so that we may walk each day in step with you, in step with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will you be my light when I cannot see? And when I can't take another step, Lord, will you carry me? And when I've lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? I shall not walk. I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. 'Cause my cup's running over, and I shall not want. And I will lift my eyes to where my help comes from. And I won't be afraid of the shadow, 'cause I've seen the sun. No, I will not stop when the way gets hard, 'cause the green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. Say, I shall not walk. No, no, I shall not walk. Hey. No, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley. Oh, yeah. When this life is over, I'm gonna live again. Gonna trade this cross for a crown. No, this is not the end. And when you call my name, I will take my right. There's a mansion in glory, and you're gonna meet me there. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. He will wipe every tear from my eyes. I shall not want. I shall not want. When he's on my side, I shall not want. I'll be home in his presence forever. I shall not want. For the Lord is my shepherd in the valley. For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I've got everything that I need. Your goodness and your mercy is following me. Got everything that I need. Your goodness and your mercy is following me. Got everything that I need. Yeah, yeah. Your goodness and your mercy is following me. Say,